was born in New Orleans, ran an elevator in Chicago, but she got to California somehow. So farewell to New Orleans and goodbye to Chicago, 'cause look what she's a native of now. She's the queen of the Hollywood Islands. Since they photographed her wearing a sarong, she's never even seen Tahiti. Still, she's the big Tahitian sweetie, from wearing her shirt short and her lashes long. She's the star of those tropical pictures, and she's strictly for the monkeys when she smiles. She couldn't even sing Aloha, they had to get a guy to show her. The queen of the Hollywood Isles. Oh, they spray her with oil to make her shiny, so she'll look like she has swum in some lagoon. Six electrical guys light the stars in the skies, and a wind machine starts blowing a typhoon. There's a treadmill for her to run away on, and she always runs into the leading man. He's a muscular Joe, 6'5" and small. Takes a gallon and a half to paint him tan. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Boy, ahooganooga booga, poi and fish. Ahooganooga booga, poi and fish. Ahooganooga booga, poi and fish. Some dish the belle of the Hollywood jungles, in that same old plot they dig up from the files. But never judge her by her chassis, she's every bit as smart as Lassie. Roof! The queen of the Hollywood shouldn't catch pneumonia. She's the queen of the Hollywood Isles. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi. Ahooganooga booga, fish and poi.